And I think in the furnace of suffering, two things happen. Either we get bitter or we get better. But we don't say the same.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is Monday of the fifth week of Lent, which is also known as Passion Week. And we are focusing on meditation 127 of Divine Intimacy called The Value of Suffering. If he commends suffering to us, it is because suffering contains a great treasure. Suffering in itself is an evil and cannot be agreeable. If Jesus willed to embrace it in all its plenitude, and if he offers it to us, inviting us to esteem and love it, it is only in view of a superior good which cannot be attained by any other means, the sublime good of the redemption and the sanctification of our souls. Isn't that something? You think about it. It's like the Lord allows this for a greater reason, and that suffering contains a great treasure. That's really hard, especially when you're right in suffering and all you want is the suffering to go away. And I think, you know, just this past week, our son got braces. Okay, so this is like a little minor suffering, right? So it's uncomfortable for him. And so we're doing our family prayer and I pray, Lord, please make it easier for Jacob to not have so much pain with his braces. And I was thinking, is that the right kind of prayer? Should I ask for his suffering to go away? Or should I ask for him to have a greater ability to embrace the suffering? Because God is allowing it. And it says the sublime good of the redemption and the sanctification of his soul. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, the image that came to my mind while you were talking was a person carrying a heavy cross. And they're feeling overwhelmed carrying this cross. And I realize there's two ways that cross can get lighter. They get a different cross. God comes and he lightens the load, or maybe he helps them carry it a little bit. The second way that cross gets lighter is if they get stronger. And then that cross becomes lighter. And then the truth about suffering, why does God allow it? There's a mysterious thing about this for sure. But every suffering that God allows in his permissive will, it can help us be sanctified. Otherwise, he wouldn't allow it. God doesn't allow anything wasteful. It is us who waste by not responding to our situations, by rejecting our crosses. But the purpose, one, of suffering is to make us better. And I think in the furnace of suffering, two things happen. Either we get bitter or we get better. But we don't say the same. Either we get bitter and like, oh, why does God allow this? My life is so terrible. God's all powerful and all knowing and everywhere. He could give me a different cross. Why did he choose this cross for me? God must not exist. And we sometimes lead to the ultimate end, which is despair. Or we get better and we say, well, Jesus had to suffer, so I'm not greater than Jesus. So I will pick up my cross. My cross is much smaller than his. And I will trust that God is making me better through this sanctification. In one way, we suffer with Jesus. The other way, we suffer alone. In one way, we get better. The other way, we get bitter. I know this is hard to sometimes accept, especially when our crosses can be so painful. So it's not to make light of anything that you might be going through. Mm-hmm. But to understand that God is not surprised by what we are going through. His permissive will has allowed this cross in one way. Because of his permissive will, he's selected it. It's hard to understand the full reason, but I think we can hang on to the fact that God is with me. He's not against me. This can be for our great good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it does depend upon our response. We can't get out of the way of our crosses. The only thing we can change is how we carry them.
Mm-hmm.
We want to thank you for watching. Please share with us below what stood out to you and why. And I'll see you tomorrow.
God bless.